Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a romantic comedy that's written and directed by 81-year-old Eleanor Coppola, and it's called Paris Can Wait.
I think this movie can wait. This is this is one of the more boring offerings of the Coppola family. The films Two for the Road, A Man and a Woman. These are road trips by two people who are in love, and you can just feel it. However, in this film, it's like two people out of an elevator decide to have a road trip, and they're mismatched and have nothing to say that's of any worth that I can tell. All they're doing is eating food.
Yeah, Diane Lane plays the wife of a successful Hollywood producer, played by Alec Baldwin. She goes on a road trip, as you said, with this one of his associates, who's a Frenchman, and they drive to Paris. So you do get some scenery of the lovely French countryside, but you know what? It's a bit like watching somebody else's home movies or
it
slides.
Sure is.
You have to sit in their living room and watch their vacation photos. I'm just not that interested.
Well, they're trying to be sexy and stylish, I guess, because there's this French music playing in the background, but there's just no chemistry. I'm not even interested after 5 minutes of what any could say.
Eleanor Coppola has proven herself to be a very smart and talented documentary filmmaker, but this is her first dramatic film. She just hasn't found a way to really get a grip on what is going to be interesting for the audience. I like Diane Lane, but this movie is dull.
It is, and boring, and great places, wrong people.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.